Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Starting in the NFL, week two begins tonight with the Packers and Commanders. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Canes will practice today ahead of Saturday's top 20 matchup with USF. Kickoff is at 4:30. The game can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM. And the Marlins will beat the Nationals 8-3. Miami will look to split the four-game series tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And we got a lot of stuff going on, obviously. Yesterday, the Miami Dolphins were back at work. Four starters look like they're going to be out this week, including your right guard and your right tackle. So James Daniels and Austin Jackson with a toe now. James Daniels on IR. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. So here we go. Week two, man. And we are lining up with offensive linemen 6 and 7, which means they also had to go on the outside and pick up another practice squad offensive lineman, which tells you they weren't overly excited about the guys they had on their own practice squad on the offensive line. For that. So they able to get offensive lineman, former first round pick for the New England Patriots will come in here. Matter of fact, Scott Zolak, Patriots radio analyst, will join us. We'll talk to him about the Patriots coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. He'll join us on his way to do his own radio show up in Boston this morning. And Brett McMurphy on 3 College Football Insider is going to join us. We'll talk about the USF game coming up against the Miami Hurricanes, as well as Gators going to LSU and all the other games, man, on the official upset alert. Who's it going to be this week? Who's it going to be? So far, the big upset's been coming in the state of Florida, although the way Florida State kicked Auburn around, I don't know what kind of upset that was. That looked like an ass whooping. I don't know if that was what everybody thought it was, an upset. Florida State looks real, real good right now. We've got all kinds of stuff. Woody and I were talking about. Woody, go ahead. Yesterday, we have some Mike McDaniel stuff. We want to get to the Tua thing. Woody is convinced that Tua's just not caring about this whole thing, which I think is crazy. I know he didn't play well, but to think a guy, and he's got his money. Yes, he's got his money. But he cares. Anyway, here's what Tua had to say.
I think it's hard for me because I don't see any of what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't have any social media. I go home. I'm with my kids, with my family. Kids want to watch Disney Channel or Disney Plus. Like, going to put whatever's on for them. Then I'll play, like, games with my wife while I'm there. So I wouldn't say I get to hear a lot of that or see a lot of that. But it doesn't matter anyways. Like, are they going to help us win the game? Are they going to help us lose the game? Like, that starts within. And so if we can look at each other and look at the things that we can correct and things that we can help each other on to move forward, to hopefully get a win, you know, this upcoming Sunday, you know, I think that's what we should be focusing on.
So that was Tua yesterday. The part I would like to hear more of, starting with me, I need to play better and not the we. We got a lot of we-ing going on this team. We got a lot of we. I want to hear some more I. We, a lot of we-ers on that team, man. I.
Can we do a little comparison here? I was able to fish a little soundbite from Cam Ward. All right. You want to hear what a leader sounds like? So yeah. I don't know if you caught the game, but there were a lot of drops in the game, right?
I know you love Cam Ward too. Everyone
loves Cam Ward, but like this to me is a little more of like what it should sound like.
Is it important that there's some communication about drops?
I mean, we communicate about drops, about incomplete balls, everything. I'm not going to never get on them guys for dropping the ball. I'm going to throw a pick at some point in the season. So bad plays are going to happen. The biggest thing is that we got to get back to the huddle. We got to always have a next play mentality. So, you know, I'm not really too worried about that. Nobody's going to catch the ball. Like, so I don't leading on that crazy stuff. I know what type of receivers I got. They know who they are in this locker room. So, you know, we're gonna turn things around. No, we just got to continue to keep working.
Okay. All right. Do you think Tua – I get Tua's got the big contract, okay? And that puts you – and he played he played horrible. He was horrible. You think that means he doesn't care by what he just said? I'm asking you.
I didn't say he doesn't care.
Well, that's exactly what
you just
saying.
I just showed you an answer of a guy. You keep talking about this we thing, right? You're upset about that? They ask Cam about his receivers and all their drops, and he goes, I'm going to throw an interception. So what?
He was asked a different question.
I'm just saying, though, in general.
No. But those two have nothing. Those things have nothing in common.
I would like the quarterback to acknowledge the fact that people are pissed off. Not, I go home and play game night.
I got news for you. First of all, what do you want? Do you go home when you have a bad show? Do you sit up all night and worry about it? No, you don't.
Well, we don't have game night. But.
So anyway, the other thing about it is, Tua's full of it because guys have said something. He's been real upset and called him out. Ryan Clark was one of. I mean, so that's a lie. He hears everything. He knows what the writers say about him. He knows all that. I don't buy it. I think that's just. I've heard all these guys for years tell me they don't hear anything, and yet I see him treat everybody differently when they're all upset. So I don't buy that. I think those guys do care. I don't think they're trying to tank. I just think they were bad.
Said Tua got generational money. He's checked out.
All right.
Another one said Cam Ward. That's what a QB1 sounds like.
Okay, so you got what you wanted. And by the way, Tua was terrible in the game, and he needs to play better. I just don't think Tua went around going, doesn't matter, I got mine. Do you think he's going around going, I got my money? Probably should never given him that contract that we talked about and we beat up for weeks when he got that. But he got it. And so now when you play like that, the heat's up a little bit more. Comes with the territory of being known now and got paid like a franchise quarterback. He's got to play better, yes. But to think that he doesn't like, I mean, look, we can dogpile on all these things like and look for little things in a crack, and you're the best at it, Woody, you really are. But to think that he doesn't like care because he goes home and plays video with his kids, I think he lied about it. If you don't think I think they all hear everything. They all hear everything. Why would they be mad at Omar all the time? They hear everything that's said.
Omar would really appreciate you saying that.
Omar knows. He doesn't.
Omar loves it.
Omar truly doesn't care when a guy screams, "Hey, how do I look now?" And I know, like, all right.
Yeah, I think he loves it. I wouldn't say he doesn't care. I think he loves it.
Yeah. He's getting free rent in their heads. Yeah.
954 says, careful, Woody. Company Joe came to work today.
You can call me Company Joe, doesn't bother. I'm still getting paid the same amount of money, so it's fine. It's not affecting me. And not whatever you want to call me, it doesn't matter. I'm not to his biggest fan to start with, I have no communication with him whatsoever. I just want him to play well. I don't care. You can live private or go home and play with your kids all night. I just want to see him play better. And I think he wants to play better. I do question how good the relationship was with he and Tyreek. That's fair. I don't know how good that is.
Thank you to the 863 here. He says that Woody doesn't get $50 million a year and never had a show as bad as Tua's game. So there you go, Joe.
Hey.
Right back at you.
He's getting it, man.
And they respect Omar, someone says. I don't know about that.
They respect Omar?
I don't know that there's a lot of respect there. More of a hatred.
I think there is some respect because they do come up to him. He has guys that do give him stuff. So yeah, there's some guys and there's been people in the organization have come over and said stuff to him thinking that and hoping he'll lighten up on them a little bit in his articles. So yeah. All right. We're going to get all caught up here. We do have to take breaks every so often, or we get backlogged here with everything going on here. We're going to have a lot more stuff coming up. Brett McMurphy will join us, College Football Insider on 3 Sports. So anybody makes a lot of money, doesn't care about the game when they play crappy. That's just the way it is. And you guys are all right, right on the money with that. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Man, if you're going through it right now and your energy level's bad and you find yourself just angry and sex drive is gone and, boy, you got that combination working, it is a real sucky thing to get. And when you get it, you got a choice now. Yeah, you don't have to go, well, I guess this is what happens in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. It's not like it used to be. Well, if you want to turn that around, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what they specialize in. This is what they do. That's why men in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s are going to Atlantic Men's Clinic in their 7 locations throughout South Florida, including their brand new one in Hollywood. Really nice, great people. They go in, and I always tell everybody, if it's something that's bothering you, your energy level is way down, your sex drive is gone or nearly gone right now, it's a hit and miss thing on a Friday night or Saturday night. That wasn't good enough for me, man. I wanted to get it taken care of in Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you so much. You did. T, the PSA test, you get it all. If medically advised, a test dose. You meet with their professionals. They got a team of people do nothing but meet and put you on a program that's perfect for you. Custom made for you to get the best results, and it happens quickly. Call them today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or just visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Great results ahead.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For you,
I expect to not know what to expect until later in the week. Like I told you, he's working at this one, as long as everything goes, we'll have a chance. But we may get to the point and recognize that the risk is too great for the rest of the season. So in that case, we will have to do what's best for the team. So. I wouldn't say that I'm not expecting or expecting. I'm kind of open-minded to how each and every day progresses.
Wow. that's a new one for me, just so you know. 35 years, forget the guy I played for. That was Mike McDaniel talking about Darren Waller. He could play this week with his hip strain, but we may have to start looking at letting him go. This may not work. I mean, if there's a belief, like we go to our doctors and they're going, there's a good chance he can be hurt a lot this year. Maybe we need to move on. Now, somebody, Chris, Mike, finger pointing here. There'll be plenty of time for finger pointing. Decided to sign this guy that was out of football and he missed 2 camps. He retired last year. Was all out all of last year. And he missed all of camp this year, besides a little bit of side work. Now, basically he's got $2 million coming. That's what it was. $2 million contract, you know, basically for amount of years. It's close to minimum. And we also gave up a 6-round pick to trade for him to come out of retirement and play. And at the time, a lot of you said, this is not a good move. And man, I get it. We're talking about a guy that's going to be 33 years old and didn't practice yesterday, I believe, right? I don't think he practiced yesterday. But I've never heard a guy go, well, he could play maybe this week, but there's a chance he might be gone. Okay. He is tying up an active spot. His money is now officially guaranteed for the year. be a nice little 401k program for him going out the door if he's banged up. But I, and by the way, if he does play, how long can he stay healthy if he truly plays? He hasn't been tackled in a couple years. You know, you work out all off season, but at some point at that tight end and flexed out at the tight end position, he's going to get hit by a linebacker, a safety, or a corner. And he just hasn't been in that position. It's this is one of the strangest signings that this team has had. And we've had some guys come in here and never play. Now, don't get me wrong, or played a couple of plays and shut it down on us. It's just, it's incredible to hear that. It really is. Every time I hear this stuff, I go, man, I hope so. I wonder what Mr. Ross is thinking. I do that every time. I wonder what Tom Garfinkel's thinking. CEO and the owner of the team. I do. I wonder what the family, Stephen Ross's son-in-law, is thinking. Anyway, we've got four guys.
You had to expect this to some extent, right? Like, this felt like Odell from the beginning, kind of, didn't it? I just don't know how surprised you can be at this. Like, the guy didn't play last year.
Right.
Why was he going to come in and play here?
I got to tell you, a guy coming in here, Kim Bocamper, he felt so funny. We were talking. He goes, there's a chance he didn't play at all, Joe. And I was like, I don't know. They sound like they're getting him ready. They got a role they want to use him for as a big target. But, you know, you go back in the years where he was one of the best pass-receiving tight ends in the game, it wasn't yesterday. It's now 3, 4, 5 years ago. The Giants didn't get the Vegas Darren Waller. The Giants, now, Giants have been a mess anyway. So anyway, besides that, Benito Jones looks like he's week to week. Storm Duck's out for a few weeks. And by the way, I'm okay. I'm okay with Benito Jones being out. I'm okay if you're not happy with some of those safeties and Dante Trader is now playing and didn't play very much, missed a lot of camp, hurt. He played 22 snaps. He made some friggin' plays. He made some nice tackles. Jordan Phillips playing for Benito Jones. I got no problem with it. If it's going to look like this, play those young guys, man. Play those young guys. Jason Marshall, Zeke Biggers, Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips. Get them in there. Ollie Gordon, get him more carries. Get them. Let's do it. I don't have a problem with it, man. We need to do that. Anyway, and again, I do sound like the coach. I have no idea what to expect on Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Patriots come to town. Patriots had their own problems, especially in the second half. Played a pretty good first half, had the lead, and then fell apart to Las Vegas. Couldn't run the ball. Drake May getting a little bit of heat. Now people are saying he's a project. We're going to find out more in a little while. Scott Zolak will join us, Patriots radio analyst. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about an hour from now. And we'll get in some college football. South Florida coming to town, take on University of Miami. Hard Rock's going to be busy. Going to be a busy weekend. What, we got a 4:30 game?
Yeah, and if you can't make it, you can listen on the radio or watch it on the CW.
CW.
Boy, CW. They got lucky with this one, huh?
They did. So let me ask you, do you think they cover the spread?
No, I don't think they cover the spread.
The Canes are favored by 17 and a half.
Yeah, that's a big number. It's a big number. I do think the game will be a little bit closer than that. But again, I don't think Miami will make the same mistakes that Florida made. So I do think they can win the game by a couple of touchdowns.
At some point, UM will turn the ball over and we'll have some bad.
That's not necessarily
true. At some point in the season, they're going to turn the ball
in the season. Yes. But
so the question is, so far we haven't seen, it's been clean games. When you have a couple of plays go against you, a guy falls down in coverage, a bad penalty on third down, keeps a drive going, some missed tackles, sloppy. You can't tackle the quarterback. Do you fall apart or do you get right back up and answer the call, or do you let a game go down to the wire?
Yeah, but I think one of the cool things about this team, Mario was talking about this, I think, yesterday when he did his press conference, is that they don't have guys that are taking selfish penalties. And that was, again, that was one of the things you saw in the Gator game. There was a lot of like just undisciplined kind of selfish penalties in that game too that really hurt them. So
I think they would not worry about those penalties and like to have those two drop touchdowns back. That's 14 points.
Yeah, those stung too. I mean, yeah.
Great routes, got open, good throws by the quarterback. And
that's why I think Miami should be able to win this game comfortably. But, you know, I don't know. Do they win by that much? That's a lot. That's you know, winning by 3+ scores there.
Well, they are they're one of the teams on the old upset alert. We do the upset alert every week. Somebody gets it right just about every week. Somebody, if Florida beats LSU, is that an upset?
Yes.
What is it, 6.5, 7.5 point game?
Florida stinks. So yes,
it's 9.5 point favorite.
9.5.
Yep.
The line moved ever since this guy said the Gators went outright.
Everyone's piling in on LSU now. Oh man,
that's we'll Jamie over here.
We'll see what happens this weekend. I got faith in my Gators.
I know you do. We can tell, brother. We can tell, man. All right.
He doesn't want to hear about drops.
No, he never brought him up. You had to show me the highlights of.
I respect that, by the way. I respect that he's just a blind fan of his team. I respect that.
He didn't want to talk about two great throws by the quarterback.
I'm good with that. This guy's right out of college.
Over the outside shoulder.
He doesn't need to see any of that.
Wide open.
I just don't think the drops are going to
through the bread basket.
I just don't think the drops are going to continue. I don't think that's something that's really
you're a fan. That's fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this weekend. I think people are too high on LSU and too low on Florida. That's where I'm at.
All right.
I think the SEC as a conference is very overrated, but, you know, it just means more, right? Isn't that their thing?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see when everybody gets into their schedule now. And
wait till those teams start beating the crap out of each other too, right?
I'm curious about Alabama, what they look like. Texas A&M taking on Notre Dame. What are they going to look like? There's some good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to find out real quickly. Hey, we're going to go to break. We want to tell you about it is hurricane season. The old noodles will be flying out in the Atlantic Ocean here pretty soon. They'll be going left and right. Hopefully, they stay away from South Florida. But saying all that, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. What are you doing, man? Chev, the CEO, always says, hey, Joe, there's one thing you can do, man, and you don't have to worry about is protect your home with the best products. And we got them at Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Yep, and we decide instead of just doing the windows and the doors, we want to put new roofs on too. People always ask us, and now we are doing it with the best people and the best products. You got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Get going today. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional staff in there during working hours, ready to answer all your questions and get you started. Covering all of South Florida, Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. I'll be glad when this week gets over and get to those games. I can't wait.
Well, careful what you wish for, man.
No, I want to see.
A double victory Monday would be nice.
I just want to see what it's going to look like, both Saturday and Sunday.
I feel better about Saturday.
Well, yeah. I agree. That was good.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that is. Right. Yeah. Vegas says that's probably pretty smart. All right. What else?
Speaking of Vegas, and file this under the I can't believe this is a real story column here, Joe. The Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets released like a schedule of like promotional nights or whatever that they're going to do.
Yeah.
They had a sports betting night they had planned. A sports betting night. They put the game, conveniently enough, when the Hornets would be playing the Heat, also on March 17th, which would have been Terry Rozier's birthday.
Who's also connected to.
There you
go. Been accused
of. Yeah, yes.
Has he been? He's been cleared of all wrongdoings.
I don't believe so. I don't think that's accurate.
Well, I mean, I just made it up so you could go. Go ahead. I know.
I don't think that's accurate, but nevertheless, they have canceled the. They have canceled sports betting.
Yeah,
right?
Probably a good idea.
They did keep kid. They have a kids' day. They have a breast cancer awareness night. Hoops for troops. So they do have some nice things. But sports betting night, they're going to put it on hold for now.
What can you imagine? A commissioner goes, "You're what? Do you know how many guys that we've had to kick out of the league, and guys right now that were under investigation? What are you doing?"
And their response would be, "Well, we're sponsored by 8 gambling companies, so you figure that out, commissioner."
They're saying someday, Woody. I don't know how they can do it.
Ways, man.
That you can have full gambling down, like in your favorite arenas and stadiums. You'll be able to just go in there and place bets.
You don't need a window. You just use your phone.
Well, you can, right?
Yeah, of course. You can use your phone.
Hard Rock app works inside the stadium?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not only that, but most of the time when you open up your phone in those places, it gives you a bonus bet for free.
Oh. Thank you for getting me caught up on that. What else you got?
Hey, man, it is what it is. If you enjoy it, it's fun for you, that's great. I love it. But it's an entertainment thing, and, you know, some people take it obviously a little too far.
You don't call somebody and threaten them when you lose?
No, I jump off the cruise ship when I'm in debt too much. when I run up a bill in the casino too high. By the way, that story was all over the place yesterday. I don't know if you saw it again.
No, that was a good story, though.
I literally jumped off of a cruise ship to try to avoid his gambling debt.
Jumped off too.
Yeah. Pretty good. I think he's facing more of a fine than the original debt.
Yeah. He's got some problems.
He's got a sting, by the way, jumping off one of those boats and falling.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
That's got a sting. All right. Yeah. We got another show coming up here, Joe. We got another docuseries. You ready for this one?
What do you got?
Amazon unveiled its trailer for the upcoming 3-part docuseries on Owen Hansen. It is called Cocaine Quarterback, which is set to detail his unfortunate path to prison after walking on at the University of Southern California over 2 decades ago.
Didn't we already have one quarterback a long time ago that played at USC? And his father had the crazy. He was taking a first round Maravich or Maranovich or something. That's not good.
Anyway, Judd says Hansen served as a member of USC's national championship winning football team in 2004. It says that is not what he is most remembered for, though, Joe, and goes on here to talk about some of the stuff he did here. He was tied to illegal sports gambling, because why not? Money laundering and drug trafficking.
Well, once
and there's a cartel involved in this, too, here, Joe, so you might be interested in this.
Yeah,
something called the Sinaloa cartel. Sinaloa cartel. You familiar with that?
I think they're a badass. Yeah. One of the Mexican cartels.
I know that this is right up your alley here. This show.
I love those shows.
I know you do. That's
what I do.
That's what I told you. All right, Lamar Jackson officially apologized to that idiot that pushed him or smacked him, whatever he did in the stands the other night. After he hit DeAndre Hopkins, he hit Lamar, and then Lamar pushed him.
Yeah,
I don't know if Lamar owed an apology. I kind of was hoping he would channel like his inner Sam Bennett. Remember the Sam Bennett apology?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely no one. We're the double champs. We do what the we want. Let's go.
One of the greatest of all times, right?
That's
there.
That's how you apologize.
And by the way, you also knew right there, he's coming back. He's coming back. There, whatever the money, he's coming back. That was awesome. There's nothing like alcohol drink at those parades and those Panthers players. They're the best.
Yeah.
Actually, our coach was mellow this year.
I know. Well,
I liked him the year before.
Act like you've been there before.
Fantastic.
Right? All right, our final one here, Joe. This is big for collectors. Just one team at the moment, but hopefully this will start to spread here. But the Washington Capitals announced that they are going to send out paper tickets to their season ticket holders for the entire 2025-26 season, they announced yesterday. Obviously, as you know, tickets have gone digital, right? They're on your phone.
Do I?
On rare occasion.
Been a real problem.
Yeah, you know what? That is true, by the way. I went through, I can't even tell you the nightmare I went through just to get my dad into the Bethune game.
I can't get a ticket without somebody helping me. It's embarrassing.
It's a disaster.
So anyway, the year they said, hey, no longer you just get tickets. I go, what? What? No.
He's calling me from the gate. I can't get in. I can't.
Oh, no. I think there's a lot of people in my age group right now going, well, how do I do it? Some people are really good. I shouldn't say that. Jimmy and Bo are both pretty good. Two guys I'm with all the time. They're pretty good. But, man, whoever the engineer is or the producer on the road, they got to just babysit me through the trip. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud at all of that. Anyway.
But hopefully, I'll be honest, hopefully these things come back and it becomes easier to get paper tickets because they do make a very cool collectible. All the the companies grade them.
See,
now.
Woody, look at that. You found a different angle on that. All right,
it wasn't an angle of like simplifying it for people like you. It was an angle from the collector's perspective.
Chance to maybe make some money down the road if you're patient for 40 or 50 years. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of guests for you that we'll get to. Kim Bocamper will be coming in as soon as he finishes up, and I don't. He's at camp right now, so we'll talk to Big Bo for sure in the 9 o'clock hour. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Yes, I love talking about them. They're friends of mine, but they're really good at what they do. I'm talking about the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial. By the way, working on a big boy right now, get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. I just want to say this. There's a lot of people out there that watch a lot of TV and they see these law firms doing all these things and go, man, I kind of like that guy. He's doing that that commercial. I like that. So you go with them and you go and you get an appointment set up and they go, oh, no. He doesn't handle cases. He's just the front guy and he's making all the money. He's got his name on it. But we do all the work. We're the new lawyers in the firm. So like, well, wait a sec, man. I want the guys all the experience. Well, he doesn't try cases anymore. Oh. And then all of a sudden, about 3 or 4 weeks later, you just feel like you're a backup. Matter of fact, you feel worse than that. And all of a sudden, you feel like you call them. You don't get a call back. You're just not getting the love. I'm telling you, you want to get love and you want to get great results. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, that's what I'm talking about. You can go in there anytime you want. If you're not happy where you are right now and you're fed up, go to cohnandjudah.com. Read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of. And I always tell everybody some of the things that they're saying about them. They got some great ones. Made us feel like we were their only client. I just love that, man. That's what people say. And then you get the great results. You get updates. You can always get a hold of them. Go to cohnandjudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.